3, 2, 1. From Rapid City, South Dakota, we go behind the scenes of South Dakota Mines Athletics with interviews and exclusive access. This is Hard Rocker All Access.
My name is Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. I'm here with redshirt junior quarterback Jaden Johansson. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
Just kind of getting started, talk about a little bit about what growing up was like in Sioux Falls. If you have any siblings, what initially got you into football?
Yeah, so originally I'm from the Sioux Falls area. Lived in Madison for about 12 years, so a little bit outside of Sioux Falls. But I have one sister. She runs track at NDSU right now, actually. I've always kind of just played football as a kid. Growing up watching it, you get the little uniforms, you got the helmets, you got everything. From a young age, I was always involved in football. It's been part of my life forever.
You were a multi-sport athlete though, right, growing up? What was it about football that kind of led you to stick with football?
I think football is probably my best sport. Probably one that I understood the most, had the best grasp of.
Sure. You went to Sioux Falls, Washington. What was some of the, success you guys had as a team and you as an individual? Were you just quarterback there or did you play both sides?
I just played quarterback there, yeah.
And then as a team, what kind of success did you guys have?
My time there, I think the years I started, I think we were 33-2. I think we won 3 straight, went to 4, lost in the last, my senior year, we lost the championship game, but we're pretty successful.
Yeah. Any stories from high school, bus rides that kind of stick out to you that you can share, obviously?
Well, I mean, the main one that I think is kind of cool because I play here now is every year we had to make a trip out here to play one of the Rapid schools, and it's always the worst trip of the year. Like, the one I remember the most was my junior year where we had to make a pit stop in Mitchell and a pit stop in Chamberlain. We had bus problems. We had no AC in August. We had to come out here like the first week. Everyone's sweating. I'm sitting in the back of the bus dying. I could have sweat. It was bad.
It was bad.
And we had to take a yellow school bus from Chamberlain all the way out to Rapid. So that was not fun. Then you got to deal with the, back then were annoying horns, and you got to deal with all that, the ramp stuff. People cooking, you smell that and you hated it. I mean, now being on the flip side of it, I love it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool experience having hearing all those horns. I'm up in the press box and I got to like open the window once in a while just to hear the horns.
Oh, it used to drive me nuts. I used to hate it.
Now as a quarterback, hearing it when you're on the sidelines for the defense, I bet you love it.
Oh, it doesn't bother me one bit. Yeah, when you're trying to communicate on third down and people can't hear the guy standing next to you, and now I get to be on the sideline, and I'm like, come on, like, honk your horns louder. Like, let's go. It's annoying.
Yeah, for sure. Originally, you went to NDSU out of high school. What was that kind of recruiting process like, and why was NDSU the place that you went?
NDSU had been recruiting me since probably my sophomore year. They were one of the first schools to really contact me, and recruiting-wise, be involved, come watch workouts and stuff like that. I just had a really good connection with the who's now the OC there, and I always felt like that place was very welcoming, very warm, very excited, wanting to have me go there. So I mean, that was a big reason for sure.
Sure. Obviously, that's a very historically great program. I mean, they've won multiple national championships. What was it kind of like to be a part of that culture, even if it was only for a year?
I mean, it's amazing. You get to see like how a program like that gets to be and maintains itself. I mean, it's a huge player-led program. Like, the coaches are very hands-off with how stuff is run. It's handled by the captains, handled by the seniors. They have a standard. Get to see how a program like that is run is, it's very, very cool to see.
Sure, and you were there 1 year, right? You just redshirted, but you were Scout Team Player of the Year. What, I guess, led you to decide that you wanted to transfer here?
There's a multitude of things. I mean, some of it was money. Some of it was I wanted to play right away. Some of it was being closer to home. I had some health issues going on at the time. They were still trying to figure out. So moving back into state was you know, wanted to study engineering. So, I mean, Mines reached out and just was perfect. You know, I played here before in high school and was very familiar, very close to home in a great region, you know, where I've always been. You know, I'd make trips out here every summer to go hang out in the hills. So, I mean, it just kind of seemed like a no-brainer.
Sure. You mentioned health issues a little bit. Is that kind of when you started to deal with Crohn's and when you kind of found out you had Crohn's?
No. So I started dealing with Crohn's my senior year in high school after the football season. I knew at that time I was going to go to NDSU, so I was trying to bulk up and get a little bit bigger, you know, get faster, stronger, and I couldn't gain weight. I was losing weight left and right. I ended the season at, like, I think 185. And I think by the time I checked into the hospital for my surgery, I was like 145. So I didn't matter how much I ate, and then eventually I lost my appetite. But I mean, that was when I started had some health issues for sure.
Sure. What was that kind of process like emotionally? I'm sure that had to be scary, you know, as a young kid and not really know what's going on.
That describes it perfectly. My family knows it too well, but I used to be a kind of a hypochondriac, did not like the doctors, hated needles, hated all of that stuff. So having to have all these medical tests and not knowing what is wrong with you, but you're losing weight, I didn't even know at the time, but how sick I looked, my family could see it, and having them look at you like, what's going on? And it's concerning. So I mean, that aspect, you know, in my mind, like to run away with things. So it was definitely a big challenge in getting over that. And now, I mean, I give myself an injection every 4 weeks. I'm not scared of needles. I have medical appointments all the time. I mean, getting a mental, like, wrap on it was definitely very challenging, but I'm all the better for it.
Yeah. And now, what is that kind of deal? Are there any, I guess, things you're dealing with day-to-day now that still affect you?
Honestly, not really. I get the upset stomach every once in a while if I eat something that I shouldn't, but I like eating it anyway. But other than that, honestly, I'm very, very fortunate. I know I'm a lucky one that has Crohn's, so they got me on a good drug now that works. No side effects. I'm not dealing with anything, you know.
You've obviously bulked up a little. A
little bit. My coaches say maybe a little bit too much sometimes, but no, I mean, I'm very fortunate with the medical staff that I got to deal with, and, you know, they got me on the right path now, and I'm feeling great.
It's really good to hear, and obviously, it didn't affect you on the field much. Your first year here, I guess, would have been the COVID year, right?
Correct.
Started a couple games. What was it kind of like to be able to just see the field right away once you got here?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, the first game I ever played in was the BH game at home, packed stadium. So, I mean, it doesn't get more fun than that. I mean, that's up there. It's one of the most fun football games I ever got to play. So,
yeah, you and Ahmad Lewis were kind of running, mm-hmm. running it down their throats a little bit.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then going into year two, again, there was kind of a battle in training camp between you and Spencer Zur. You eventually won the battle, and then you kind of ran away with it. You've started pretty much every game now the last 2 years. Last year, you obviously put up some pretty gaudy numbers. I think you were in the top 20 in the country in passing yards, efficiency, first in total yards per game. What has it kind of been like for you to kind of see that growth in yourself?
It's very humbling. I put a lot of work into what I do and trying to perfect my craft. Still got a very, very, very long way to go, but I mean, it's nice to see some of that hard work pay off, for sure.
Yeah, and you were a Harlan Hill Award nominee, which goes to basically the best player in Division II, and it was also a fellow quarterback in the same conference who's still here, mm-hmm. John Matoka at Colorado Mines. What does that kind of do for you? Does that motivate you at all that, hey, I got to figure out a way to be better than this guy?
Yes and no. Obviously, there's competition with that, but at the same time, you can only control what you can control. So just staying in the moment, going play by play or day by day, whatever it is, just being able to kind of reel it in and not focus on stuff like that and just live in the moment. It's definitely a big thing.
Yeah, and going into this year, you've had some changes to some of the skill positions. Jeremiah Bridges graduated. Isaiah Eastman went D1. What has it kind of been like to work and kind of get just gain a repertoire with some of the new wide receivers?
It's been fun. You know, these are guys that are chomping at the bit, ready to play. So, I mean, I don't expect any fall off. I know they don't. So it's been fun to get to throw to new guys as well, which, you know, I know they're ready. I know they're prepared, and I can't wait to see how they do.
Last 2 years, you won 6 games. Last year, you won 7 games. What do you think the next step is for you guys to be able to take the next step and maybe become a playoff team?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I know it's every team's goal, but we want to win the RMAC. It's, that step is, you know, one that we haven't had yet, and it's a huge thing for us. So I know we're a good team. We can do that. We have a lot of young guys, but I think we're ready, and it's just believing in ourselves that we can do that and that we can be in these games and win these games.
I'm kind of switching gears a little bit. Let's talk about some of the classroom stuff. Obviously, it's a very grueling schedule here, class-wise. How do you kind of balance that with your football?
Right away, it's kind of tough. You got to figure out your schedule and kind of get in, well, okay, when can I watch film? When can I do homework? So the first couple weeks are kind of touch and go, but you get it figured out. Like, obviously, priorities are football and school at the same time, so trying to balance those and not let one falter while the other one, you know, while I do the other one. So it's kind of a tough thing, but I've been here long enough now where I kind of got a feel for it.
Are the road trips a little bit more difficult, especially if you're going to like a Highlands and you got to leave a day early?
Honestly, no. I think when I know I have to get stuff done, I get it done.
Okay.
So I'm not a procrastinator, but I'm definitely I can do it before it's due kind of guy, where it's like, with school at least, or it's like, well, I can watch film. I can do this homework tomorrow night. I'll do some football stuff right now. And then I'll get the homework done when it needs to get done. But I think when we're going on the road games, I know I got to get it done. I'm like, well, I don't want to do that on the road. So I do that, and then I can spend a little bit more time on the bus. We have a lot more time to watch film and do all the other stuff on top of what we do during the week.
Earlier you mentioned that NDSU was kind of a player-led program, a captain-led program. I kind of see some similarities in that to what we kind of do here. Do you see, are there other similarities and things you kind of see that are similar with the two programs?
I think we're getting there. It's definitely what we want to work towards. Obviously, you know, they're the pinnacle of FCS success. Yeah. So, I mean, if you can get anywhere near that, I think you're doing something right. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we're trying to get to that point. And we're getting there. From when I got here, from where I am now, I can definitely see a complete mentality change on this whole entire program, and it's been good to see.
Sure. Last couple of questions, Jaden. First one is, what are your individual goals for this season?
This season, you know, I want to win every game we play. I want to at least, that's my main goal, you know, take it week by week. I don't want to look too far ahead. I don't want to say, okay, well, we got this week and not take this. I don't want to take this week for granted, you know, because you never know what can happen. So, I mean, being able to just live in the moment and, you know, have as much fun as I can, because, I mean, sometimes you can get too caught up in how serious it is. And, I mean, the whole reason I play this game is because I love it and it's fun. So being able to have fun with my friends and also take it serious and, you know, really strive for winning, trying to find that balance and just enjoy the moment. It's kind of what I want to do.
Sure. You have one more year of eligibility right after this year. When you graduate, what are the things, it might be a little early for this question, but when you graduate, what are some of the things that you want to kind of look back and be able to say about your time here?
I want to do something that this program hasn't done yet. So I want to look back and say, like, hey, we took this program that was however many wins to taking it to, like, oh, hey, we won the RMAC. I want to do something that we haven't done yet. So, I mean, being able to see, look back in however many years and see that, I mean, that's the goal.
Then last question for you. What would you tell somebody who was a 17, 18-year-old recruit who was maybe interested in the school?
It's hard, but it's rewarding. You meet some of your best friends here. It's hard getting up at 6 a.m. lifting, then going to school, then doing homework, or then practicing, meeting, then homework. And it's hard. It's not easy, but, I mean, if you can just stick it out, it's rewarding.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jaden.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Hard Rocker Huddle with host Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. Follow on Apple and Spotify.